This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
7 a.m. comes too fast.
Oh, yeah.
92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
It is.
Yeah. It's rainy out there this morning. If you peeked outside the window, it's wet out there, you know, and you might want to slow down. Some of the roads may be a little bit slick this time of year with the rain coming down.
You don't want to take the corners too fast.
You know, slow down. You know, what's your hurry? Yeah. So showers off on this morning. Grab that umbrella before you walk out the yard. Somebody just did a U-turn in the middle of State Street. That's good. You get 10 points for that one.
He heard us. He was testing it out.
Street department guy.
I'm curious, what's the craziest thing that you've ever seen somebody do with a car in State Street?
On State Street?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
The crazy driving happens on the interstate. That's the stretch between, Madison and the Dells, or north of the Dells.
Reminded me of a story. What year were you driving into work one time in Sun Prairie, and you lost a wheel on the belt line? When did that happen?
That was probably about 1988.
That's quite the story. that's something else.
Yeah, what was that car? I think it was a Buick. It was one of the big cars, and it was a junker, I was driving and going about 65, 70, and my left front wheel went off. I was in the far right-hand lane. The car went all the way across three or four lanes to the left side, just missed the wall off the edge of the road. And I, of course, this is before cell phones. No way to call John and say, hey, I'm not going to come in for a while. But I was just stuck there because it was 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, whenever it was. Yeah. Just had to wait until.
How long did it take?
I don't know.
Can't remember.
20 or 30 minutes. Cop came up.
Yeah, not too bad at that point.
So we'll call you a tow truck.
You got lucky.
Yeah. I was lucky because there was traffic. That hour of the morning, there's traffic, trucks and everything.
And you got no control whatsoever.
None. Went right down to the axle. I saw the wheel go. Like, oh, that's trouble. No steering.
Scariest sights ever. Yeah. You see that on the side of the highway every once in a while, and your heart just drops.
It's not a good thing.
You don't want to see that happen.
Anyway,
my heart dropped, with our conversation with Dr. Tim Slecker. Wow.
That Department of Education.
This is a disaster. Not just Matt Gaetz, but, just getting rid of the Department of Education just drives me absolutely insane. Yeah.
It just can't happen. It's not really, I don't know. So what's the deal with our phones? Are our phones working or not working?
The phones are working, but when people call in and they're sitting on hold, they don't hear you. They're hearing Up North News.
Really?
It's at the top of the engineer's list to fix today. I sent them a couple of emails, and they sent back a passive-aggressive one saying, all right, we'll get around to it.
Okay, so people can still call in.
Yeah, they can
still
call us.
But just don't be scared that you're not listening to the John and Gordy show.
I'm scared. It's not John and Gordy on the line. What am I going to do?
You're calling the right number. Right. It's just the different show that you're hearing on the phone. So 608-879-8255, or you can text us. That's working just fine. 879-TALK.
It always works.
Use the Civic Media app. Okay? Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's get to the Matt Gaetz thing, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Nick Ramos is going to be joining us from the Wisconsin Democracy
Campaign.
Committee.
Campaign.
Okay, almost got it.
You can just say the WDC or something.
Okay, yeah, because I can't remember. No, I'm not good with remembering initials, acronyms. I have no idea.
I don't know them either.
Throw acronyms out. I get completely lost. Yeah. Anyway, Nick Ramos will join us about 7:35.
Aha.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Matt Gaetz, okay. Attorney General. You know,
that's not going to happen.
With, you know, with all the crazy stuff that's going on, all the crazy people being put in charge of certain departments, you know, for some reason, Matt Gaetz just tipped over the edge, you know, tipped everybody over the edge. This is it. This is the worst possible thing that could ever happen. Okay. And it is the worst possible thing that could ever happen.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And they're thinking he's not going to get approved. You know, people don't want this crazy man involved in anything, right? You know?
Right.
So,
hey, we got a couple of calls.
Oh, we do? We do?
Yeah, as soon as we mentioned that the phones are still working, they started rolling in.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got Dick and Mark on the line, so let's start off with Dick at the top of the list here.
Okay.
All right. Dick, go ahead.
Dick, good morning.
What do you got for us?
Go ahead.
Well, so Joe Biden weaponized the Attorney General's office, right? Even though they went after his son and all these different things.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is... Nothing could scare me anymore now after this is so unbelievable. But could this be his I was reminded something from Roman times yesterday about Caligula trying to get his horse into the Senate. Now I don't want to go any further with that because there'll probably be people knocking at my door,
right?
Because we know what happened to him.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's about as absurd.
Yeah. It really is. You know, there's nothing like the appointment process for the Trump administration. I mean, this is endless humor. I suppose The Daily Show is going to have a really good time with this.
Oh,
stuff.
I imagine.
And they've
so.
Already started. You know,
yeah.
I have a few cuts that we could play if we get the time.
Okay.
But, Dick, thanks for calling, all right?
Shall we continue down the line here? Mark is on the phone this morning with a question or a comment. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
I see where Matt Gaetz has resigned, and that 2 days before the release of the report on his misconduct, and I think they should still just release the report of his misconduct because that's something the American people should know about for our Attorney General nominee. I mean, and of course, you know, little Mikey Johnson will probably not do anything about it, and he'll say, well, we got to protect Matt Gaetz. You know, it's against policy to release it because he's no longer in Congress, and you know,
they're going to release the House Ethics Committee's report, aren't they?
There might be some doubt on that. I mean, that's a debate now. That's something I just saw, and I think they certainly should release it because it probably be his resignation probably means that it's bad.
Yeah,
and it probably doesn't matter to Trump that it's really bad or not because you know that Trump is probably sad he wasn't there. You know, with Matt Gaetz, you know. Hitting on the young women,
right.
that Matt Gaetz undoubtedly was doing. I mean, it is just a cavalcade of, I think part of, for some of Trump's picks, I think adulterer is one of the qualifications that he decided that's what he wanted to have.
Well, one reporter reported this: Matt Gaetz's conversation with Trump on Trump Force One this morning. Yesterday, I guess, had a major role in getting him named for AG this afternoon. People inside Trump's operation tell this reporter that the transition team started vetting AG candidates way before the election, and Gaetz came out of left field for them. Great planning.
Yeah.
Great planning. It was probably an impulse hire.
Maybe so.
It's just sad.
It is.
Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. I mean that.
Yeah.
No experience and a loyalty to Donald Trump, and that's what we had. That's what Hitler had.
Was she ever on the terror watch list for some reason? I know that you know she has worked with you know Russia, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean Jill Stein's campaign was funny. You know, it occurs to me that good old Hovde is complaining about, oh, the Democrats funded some, you know, Phil Anderson or whatever it was, and you know, Jill Stein was being funded by Russia. I mean, that in the
was Gabbard in that group, in that committee group that went to Russia? Was I wonder if she was with them. I can't remember.
With Ron Johnson and, yeah. and all the other
right.
ones. And,
you're right. Tell,
and who knows what.
And Jill Stein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Rand Paul ushered over to Russia when he made a little jaunt over to Russia. He may have, you know, brought secret communiques from Donald Trump over to Vlad. I mean, we just don't know anymore. And I mean, for the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just... you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath the grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Mark, thanks right, for Mark. Painting that picture. Right. We appreciate
thanks
that.
Thanks for that. You know, one U.S. history professor yeah. added that the clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
Well, yeah. According to The Hill, you know, former National Security Advisor John Bolton is advising or he's saying that Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii and Matt Gaetz of Florida, those nominees should not appear before the Senate confirmation hearings until they're investigated by the FBI.
Definitely.
I think they were ready to vote on Matt Gaetz's investigation over the next couple of days. But
right.
that's why he was named last night in the middle of the night. Yeah.
But, you know, with
we'll see what happens with all of that.
Yeah. But with Tulsi Gabbard, this is kind of a crazy pick. You know, according to one reporter said that Tulsi Gabbard in this position, in any position in the White House, is bad news. I've been writing about her for nearly a decade. She is a dangerous far-right Islamophobe. All right? That's just one. And another professor replied, it might as well be signed by a Russian client state, you know, I mean, that's basically, you know, she is being accused by a lot of people of being somehow connected to Russia.
Yeah. Bolton said he had a few more comments here. Of course, he's no fan of Donald Trump anymore. With the announcement of Tulsi Gabbard to the director of intelligence, he's saying that Trump is sending a signal that we've lost our minds when it comes to collecting intelligence. And also, he said that Trump is trying to send a signal to China. And he also, one more comment, this is great.
Sure.
Up until a few hours ago, I would have said that this was the worst cabinet appointment in recent American history. Of course, since Matt Gaetz's nomination, he has clearly taken the lead in that category.
Well, I don't know.
It just gets crazier and crazier, you know. Well, who's next?
Well, I think Hegseth is. Well, we'll get to that in just a while. We talked about it. You know, the host of one of the Fox programs.
Oh, yeah. Right? That guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll talk about him in just a few moments. All right.
18 minutes past the hour. John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX. Don't you just love those drum solos?
I love it. Love it.
Wow.
Weather today? Well, let's ask our weather expert, Civic Media meteorologist,
all right,
Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
I'm pretty good. The rain has wound down here in Wausau, but it looks like it's still hitting you guys, huh?
It is, yes.
Yeah, we're getting some showers right now, but... I'm hearing that we're not having any thunderstorms, just rain this morning, and then that's moving out, right?
Yeah. Oh, yep. It's going to be lightening up, becoming a little bit of drizzle, and pushing on out of here, but the clouds are staying, unfortunately. We're going to be stuck under these dreary, overcast, damp skies, and of course, temperatures still comfortable. We will hit the low 50s today, tomorrow, and then the mid-50s as we go into the weekend. So a nice little warm-up there, but... a lot of clouds do want to stick around. I would say tomorrow is probably the sunniest day out there. And of course, breezy conditions return this weekend as well.
Oh, I love that.
Ahead, though.
That's a true fall day, you know?
Oh, isn't it?
I just love those days.
So how's it looking for Saturday? There's a game at Camp Randall Saturday night as the Badgers host Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
How is the, how's the conditions shaping up?
What can we expect?
Well, we are looking at those winds, you know, a little feisty, 20-mile-per-hour winds. It'll be partly cloudy out there. Highs falling. Well, highs will be in the mid-50s, so I'd probably say, what time is this game at? 7?
6:43.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, okay.
No, I have no idea.
But it's in the evening, so, you know.
It's a kickoff.
Upper 40s to mid-40s, okay. I would guess. For.
All right.
Some breezy winds.
Dress
so not bad.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go outside of our atmosphere and out into outer space for a prediction?
Yeah. I think today's the day.
Interplanetary weather.
Okay.
Feels like that kind of day.
Yeah. What do you got for us today?
So I feel like we're running out of planets that we've already talked about. Let's talk about Jupiter's moon.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Doesn't Jupiter have several moons? Or is
we're
looking at one right now.
Well, which one?
Good question.
Take your pick. There's like 20. Right, I don't know.
Just a random moon.
They're all moons of the same planet. They can't be that different.
I don't know about that. Brittany's the expert, Sam.
She knows.
All right.
So what I do know for a fact is that it's negative 260 degrees Fahrenheit at the equator and 370 below zero at the poles.
Wow, that seems a little chilly for this time of year. You have to bundle up. Okay.
Well, you know, the lack of oxygen, the lack of an atmosphere is another problem.
That'll do
it. Oh, my goodness. Can't handle it. Just like next week, too. Did you guys hear about the potential of some snow maybe making it way?
Oh, no. What?
Here? Oh, no. What? You're holding back the headline.
I would
here.
Rather have What's snow happening? Than this dreary drizzle that we've had the past
day. I like this.
Thank you, Sam.
This is kind of scary. I like the Halloween spirit. All fall long. Okay. So break the news. What's happening with the snow coming into our area?
Yeah.
All right. So I just have to tell you because it's a good time to prep this weekend for it. We're going to have rain rolling in by Monday night. It's going to be all rain through Tuesday. And then by Tuesday night and into Wednesday, that system kind of hits Lake Michigan, drops south. And as it does so, it's going to be pulling in that cold air. Looks like snow for the entire state on Wednesday. So Wednesday morning, we could be waking up to that white stuff. And it could linger through a good rest of the week. Scattered showers, hanging out.
A lot of snow, a lot of wet snow. Yeah.
It looks like it.
We could all make a snowman.
Could be wet snow,
As opposed to the dry snow.
Yeah, we could make a snowman outside of the station.
This means I got to take the gazebo down again. Oh, God.
Well, I think it would be good to take that down. Jeez. You know, the whole thing here is, and it really does come down to that, Gordy, wet or dry snow. I mean, you know, the wet snow,
white,
we've been getting that a lot here in the last couple of years. My snowblower's had a difficult time with it, but you had to make a few adjustments on the snowblower, I understand, in order for it to work properly. And I didn't know that. My neighbor knew that, and he fixed my snowblower.
I wouldn't have known that.
But here's the thing. I mean, what kind of temperatures are we looking at? Because, I mean, next week, like Monday or Tuesday, only because, you know, you got to get the snowblower ready to go. So what's the deal? Well, what kind of weather are we looking at? I mean, what kind of temperatures are we looking at? Because I'm going to be working outside getting the damn snowblower all conditioned and ready to go. Go ahead.
Let her talk. Okay.
All right. If you're talking, the deal on these temperatures are they can change. This is our first storm, right?
Yeah.
It's going to obviously be warm on the front end of it and cold on the back end of it. And we're looking at, you know, them dropping to the upper 20s. So is going to bring the wetter snowfall wetter side, especially down south.
Okay. All right, Brittany.
Hey,
big hot thing now. I saw this at the store.
Yeah,
They have a battery operated snow shovel. You like that?
What?
Huh? Yeah.
What do you mean,
battery operated shovel?
Yes.
How does that work?
Yes, it blows the snow, but it's kind of the size of a snow shovel.
I was going to say, is it like an old steam shovel where you sit on it like a toy and you scoop it from here and put it there?
No, you just take it out like a shovel and you just move it along the sidewalk for just a. Snowfalls, quick snowfalls.
Does it flip the snow off? Or
yes,
what?
It shoots it. It shoots it out.
Well, okay.
Isn't that cool?
Really?
I'll try it.
Check that out. All right.
Well, anyway, it's the hot item this year, so if you're putting a Christmas list together, John Peterson is, he likes those battery-operated things, you know?
Yeah. Battery-operated snow shovel.
In the bedroom and out.
Okay, let's... Brittany, I apologize for John.
Thank
you.
You were laughing. I wasn't sure.
It's a family show.
It's a family show.
I know.
Thank you, Brittany.
Oh, you guys are the best. All right. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
See you later.
Try and talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
If you come back. Okay.
We were talking about what you wear when you sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Now.
Okay. This portion of John and Gordy's show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. You can sleep better, you can dream bigger, or you can dream bigger and sleep better, or just sleep till you wake up on a Verlo mattress. They're handcrafted. Right. They're available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. Coming up, Nick Ramos from that committee. Right. The
It's not a. It's the Wisconsin it's a Democracy Campaign. It's a,
I know.
Yeah, are you just screwing it up on purpose now?
Yeah, he's just a mess with
he's
your
just
head.
He's needling us now.
Yeah. He's coming up right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
Sounds great, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get ready.
Come on. As we were saying, it's the John and Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
From the heart of downtown Madison, live from our State Street studios, the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
It's a wet start this morning on State Street.
Something else.
Looks like the rain is starting to move out a little bit. And cool temperatures, 46 right now, highs in the low 50s.
All right. Let's talk to Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Okay. Why don't we talk to him right now?
All right.
Good morning, Nick.
Wow.
How you
Man,
doing?
Talk about, you guys are the king of introductions.
I know. The thing is, Gordy can't remember the name of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Screw it up so every time now.
He forced it off to you then.
Yeah,
that's it. Right.
So, yeah, I'm just tweaking him.
He's just daring me to start to say it because he knows I'm going to mess it up.
I am.
You know, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It's easy.
Man, look at you cook, man.
See?
Somebody,
he picks up on this stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, the big thing is you have a conference later this afternoon. Is that
press
correct?
Conference.
A press conference?
Yeah, you know, the reason why I'm not in the studio with you guys right now is because at 10 a.m., which we planned on doing it all outside. So this rain has really put a damper on all of that. Mm. But yeah, we're doing a press conference to address Senate candidate Eric Hovde and some of the mis and disinformation he's spreading around our elections. And you know, it's going to be me, Sam Liebert, with All Voting is Local, and then we have Scott Thompson, who is staff counsel at Law Forward. And, you know, I think it's important for us to take some time to really address what Hovde is doing right now when he's not conceding an election that he clearly he's lost in, and there's been even bigger margins, you know. He lost by a bigger margin than what Mandela Barnes lost. And what did Mandela do? He called literally, what, the day after and conceded. And now we're going into this whole tailspin with him pretty much sowing seeds of distrust in our democratic process And we got, I mean, I got a lot of feelings towards it, guys. I mean, this guy, you know, it's one of those things we need to be able to trust our elections and be able to,
right,
you know, if you lose, you can't just throw every conspiracy theory at the wall and then hope one of them sticks.
It's amazing stuff. I've got some clips here, Nick, we can play. In fact, this is from Emily Fannin. She put this together. She said, Hovde on multiple occasions has said he would accept the results of the election November 4th. Look, I plan to accept the results tomorrow, October 9th. We have to stop every time one side loses an election saying that the election was stolen. And if I lose, I lose. And we got some clips here. Let's play this for him. Cut 68. 68.
Right after 67.
All right. Well, yeah, it doesn't have Hovde's name in it. Are you sure? Are you looking for 86?
Is your dyslexia kicking?
Yeah. I don't know. What does cut?
Cut 86, I think, is what you're looking for.
All right.
Many people have been wondering why I have remained quiet since election night.
Yeah.
Nope, that's not
I
it.
I believe it.
Well, that is it. Not it. Play 88, please.
And I've said from day one, we got to support and strengthen our election process. So, look, I plan to accept the results of what happens tomorrow.
We have to stop every time one side loses an election saying the election was stolen. We have to get confidence in our election process.
Oh, I guess, sure.
And if I lose, I lose. Okay?
Many people have reached out and urged me to contest the election. While I'm deeply concerned, asking for a recount is a serious decision that requires careful consideration. What we do know is that Democrats organized and funded a phony America First candidate. Because of this deception, Leaguer received 28,724 votes. Additionally, Democrats propped up the Libertarian candidate, Phil Anderson, who garnered 42,344 votes to again draw votes away from me. If either of these candidates had not been in the race, the outcome would be different
today. Yeah, it would have been different.
Is this right and fair to deceive voters? Is this the democratic process we want?
Yes.
Once the final information is available and all options are reviewed, I will announce my decision on how I will proceed.
I will definitely pick myself up and move on and continue to fight for our wonderful country and state, which is why I got into this whole thing. it's the most painful loss I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
I know.
It's not like a concession, but I think that's the biggest one we're going to get out of him.
Yeah. That's an amazing lineup of clips. Mm-hmm. He is really one of the worst candidates ever in the history of Wisconsin. And he came this close. I mean, yes, he did lose, and the other candidates took votes away from him. That's how it works, you know, right?
Don't forget, John, guess who's, well, we talked about it earlier, whose birthday it is. It's Joe McCarthy's birthday.
Oh,
yes.
He's probably the worst candidate in history.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Nick, what do you think? What can you do with that?
I mean,
yeah.
Guys, it baffles the mind to literally play the tape back and hear all the right things as far as pretty much respecting our election.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I mean, look, I think somebody got in his ear and he said, hey, you don't got to take this line down. Don't concede. Yeah, I know what you said before, but come on. The biggest thing is that he said exactly what we have been saying, that we need to stop, with the big lies,
exactly,
and the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
We need to be able to move forward. And what you're doing right now is trying to literally just put your foot into some kid's birthday cake, and you can't be doing that.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It really is. And just the fact that he was blaming other candidates for taking votes away. When I heard that, I really did break out laughing. It was just stupid. This guy is the dumbest candidate ever. And that's why I call him the stand-up comedian.
Real quick, I don't know how much time I'm balling, but real quick, like plenty. his whole theory, it hinges on this, you know, something that's just not even true. Mm-hmm. Ballot dumps. Like, he's looking at Milwaukee numbers, right, and how they ended up flipping from him being in the lead to then Tammy being, you know, the person in the lead. And I need people at home to really understand the fact that, like, we had an opportunity to fix this type of, like, seismic shift that you see overnight, mm-hmm, when it comes to absentee ballots being counted. But the problem is that there were folks in the Senate, the state Senate here, that wanted these types of moments. They wanted conspiracy theories. So they killed that bill. There was, right, a Monday processing bill that would have allowed election administrators to be able to count the absentee ballots, mm-hmm, the day before, to have to start processing them so that we wouldn't have to do this very thing.
Right.
And yet, you know, he's sitting here making up all these crazy accusations and saying all these things. Dude, you lost. And guess what? Like, it's not as if it was rigged. Like, you got to see a split ticket. You saw President Trump win. You saw you lose. Like, it's okay. Yes. Like, you know, these things happen. And, like, you don't do this, because you are going to impact real people's lives. And people being threatened in these election administrative offices, this is real. Like, so please stop the games and do the right thing with what you said. You said it all in the beginning. You talked about how you would accept the results. Well, be a man of your word and do it then.
Right. And a lot of this stuff, by the way, has been kicked around to the press in Wisconsin for the last 3 or 4 months. He is not connected to the state whatsoever. He has never read a newspaper. He's never listened to the radio. He's not in the state to absorb any of this information. So it just became very obvious from his commentary that he's not tied in with the state at all. So that's where I'm coming from
take.
On that.
Uh-huh. That's your hot take.
I'm on my soapbox on
okay.
that one.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, Nick, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck with that press conference.
Yeah, what time is the press conference? And where is that?
10:30? 10 a.m. outside of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is over on West Washington. Mm-hmm. So not too far away from you fellows.
Right. All right. Maybe we can hear you later on.
Okay. All right.
We'll
very
step
good.
Outside and check it out. All right, Nick. Thanks for joining us
always
this morning.
Always a pleasure. We'll have you back real soon. That's Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
All right.
You got it right
thank
this
you.
Time.
Thank you. Right through the uprights. All right. Thanks, Nick.
Yep.
Okay.
You did that for him, not for me. You know, you're just playing mind games here.
We had a call, but we lost the call.
Where did CJ go?
I don't know. I don't know what CJ wanted to talk about.
Well, their phone, again, if you call in, you'll be put on hold, but you're listening to a different radio program.
So. We should just get some generic hold music.
Yes.
Like elevator music,
that
you know?
Wouldn't that solve everything all the way up and down the line?
That would irritate every caller. So. That would be fantastic. Let's do that.
Yeah. Right,
let's get to Pete Hegseth.
Oh, yes.
All
okay,
right.
Okay, this is the weekend Fox News host that's been named the Secretary of Defense?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this would be cut number 92.
Yeah.
We're talking about him because Trump chose him as the Pentagon's private lobbied guy. He's going to be the big guy. We're going to turn to him for the military.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff. And it's kind of a history with him as well. His history is this. Let me see here. He lobbied Trump during the first White House term to pardon former members of the U.S. Armed Forces accused or convicted of war crimes. So you want to let those war criminals out, including a Navy U.S. By the way, this is something everybody might remember. The Navy SEAL who allegedly gunned down a young girl, an elderly man in Iraq. I mean, it was just horrible, the description of this. But it happened, and he wanted to get these guys off.
Yeah.
That was his request. Let's listen to Hegseth and some of his ideas, what he wants to do to the Department of Defense. Go ahead.
Right. Fox News host and Army veteran Pete Hegseth has been tapped for Defense Secretary, and he has a lot of ideas when it comes to the military.
The dumbest phrase on planet Earth in the military is our diversity is our strength. Well, first of all, you got to fire
you know, you got to fire the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and you got to fire this. I mean, obviously you're going to bring in a new Secretary of Defense, but any general that was involved, general, admiral. And as far as recruiting, to hire the guy that, you know, did Top Gun Maverick and create some real ads that motivate people to want to serve. We should not have women in combat roles. It hasn't made us more effective, hasn't made us more lethal, has made fighting more complicated. So there aren't enough lesbians in San Francisco to man the 82nd Airborne.
Mm-hmm.
And in trying to cater to that, they lost the boys from Tennessee and Kentucky and Oklahoma. The traditional dudes who did it because they wanted, they loved their country or they wanted the adventure or they, you know, wanted to try tough things or they need an up and out of their community, whatever it is. But we let in TikTok where they can trans our kids and they don't trans their kids.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
What kind of commentary is, this is the guy.
Yeah.
We're putting in charge of the Department of Defense. It just mind-boggling.
He's going to come in and start firing generals like day one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He's also a very strong advocate and has strong ties to the Christian right. And that will come out.
Yeah.
Because they want everybody to adhere to God's will in this.
Yeah, well, you know, and this is the thing, they're setting up TV screens, right, in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
And they're reviewing all of these candidates for all these posts on video. What have they done on video? How do they react on screen? That's his big thing.
Yeah.
You know, do they look good?
He must have looked good on that one.
He's got that slick back hair.
Actually,
you know?
He didn't. He was very casual. It looked like he was having a beer. Yeah. In January 2021, the Associated Press reported 12 National Guard members had been removed from guarding Biden's inauguration after they were linked to far-right militia groups or found to have posted extremist views online. CBS News reported that the 12 guards include Hegseth.
Oh, boy. And he doesn't wash his hands either.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He doesn't wash his hands.
He brags about that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Coming back with tidbits, odds and ends, leftovers right around the corner, 749, John and Gordy, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Into the promised land with the Trump administration.
Oh, boy. Hold on tight.
Wow.
Buckle up.
This is crazy stuff.
It is.
You got to love it. You
but John and Gordy are here to hold your hands through the transition.
According to Mark, Hegseth is another serial adulterer.
Yeah.
How does that fit in with the Ten Commandments? Well, you never know. You never know. They'll come up with a reason.
Yeah. You're going to rewrite the Ten Commandments.
By the way, I just got to throw this out there because I think people are starting to go out on a limb and actually saying, you know, I'm done with X, right? And I have to make the transition from X now.
To Blue Sky, right?
Blue Sky.
Or what we're calling Blueski.
Blueski.
It's not run by Polish people. It's not Blueski.
But we're in Wisconsin, so we can do that.
We can say that. We can say that. Blueski. I'm having another Blueski.
But some amazing amount of people are dropping X.
Yes, they are. Yep. CNN reported the largest drop in accounts took place.
Yeah.
After all of these announcements. Yeah. Putting Elon in charge of an outside department of government. Outside of government. He's going to make all these decisions. And then my son said he had read that Elon is going to keep us updated on these cuts and what he's thinking of doing on X. So he's going to make some money.
He's going to keep him updated on X.
Yes.
Everybody.
So it's the grift.
It is.
Send you over to X if you want to know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. But if you
unbelievable.
Don't, yeah.
unbelievable
stuff. But
that's stuff.
Why Blue Sky is really taking off,
yeah,
apparently.
I wonder if we're going to see a merger of Truth Social and X. I was going to call it Twitter. But.
That's true.
Could be.
But, you know, Blue Sky is kind of nice. The thing with X is, and I do this for my show, is that I bookmark a lot of the stories that I read on there that I really like and I want to get back to. In fact, if I can't play the video because I'm in the middle of something and the family is around, I just bookmark it. Now, Blue Sky doesn't have a bookmark feature, which is driving me absolutely crazy. Can I talk to the owner of that? can I mention, hey, can you help me out with this?
I don't know who owns it.
Yeah,
I wonder.
I don't know.
That's the thing. Who knows how?
Is it the same guy that had Twitter? I'm not sure. I know one of.
I'm not sure either. Sam's looking it up right now.
It looks like it's a public benefit corporation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure what that all entails, but it's owned by a public benefit corporation.
Public benefit
corporation.
Corporation.
Still a corporation.
Yeah, it's still a corporation. All right.
Okay.
Not a nonprofit exactly.
Right. Okay.
All right. Now we're following.
I've
what's
never
going
heard
on.
That phrase, public benefit
I think
corporation.
I might well be wrong about this, but I think Civic Media might be a public benefit corporation.
Oh. Okay.
All right. I got to check.
I still
on
don't
that.
Know what that really means, yeah. But okay.
So we won't trash that idea.
All right. We'll look into it and have an answer tomorrow.
All right. Why don't we get to a cut from The Daily Show, and they're taking a look at Trump's right to pick his administration. He's got a right to do that.
Sure,
and
he can do anything he wants.
Cut 96, now. And let's listen to it.
Okay. The question is, who's going to come to the White House and help Trump carry out his glorious agenda? And you know what? The man has won the popular vote. He's earned the right to pick his new team. We owe it to him to hear him out without, you know, nitpicking.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is expected to be tapped as the Secretary of Homeland Security.
I'm sorry. If I could nitpick for just a sec. Kristi Noem for Homeland Security? Are you f***ing kidding me? She's supposed to get the border under control. She couldn't even train her dog. I will say Noem does have experience striking fear in the hearts of terrorists. Wait, I read that wrong. Terriers. Fear in the hearts of terriers. Yeah, sorry. You know what? I said I wouldn't interrupt. So who else is on board? I promise not to nitpick.
The former president also turning to a former House member, Lee Zeldin of New York, to lead the Environmental Protection Agency.
Okay, just a nitpick for a second here. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin. Now, the last I remember, he wasn't a big advocate for the environment. You know what? Maybe he has some good ideas.
What are you planning to do at EPA?
We have the ability to pursue energy dominance, to be able to make the United States the artificial intelligence capital of the world, to bring back American jobs to the auto industry. We have the opportunity to roll back regulations that are forcing businesses to be able to struggle.
What? So the head of the EPA's top priority is protecting the auto industry, boosting artificial intelligence, and boosting business in general. Where's the environment in all this? Does the E in EPA just stand for, f*** it? Truth is, when you look at Trump's cabinet picks so far, they're kind of all over the place. You got mainstream politician Marco Rubio as Secretary of State, far-right weirdo Stephen Miller as Deputy Chief of Staff, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as UN Ambassador, even though she has no diplomatic experience. I mean, what common thread could there possibly be that would explain why Trump hired all of them?
President Trump risks everything for us.
Leading us in this fight will be a man who, although wounded and facing danger, he stood up and raised his fist.
He is the toughest man that I have ever met. Nobody has endured more than what he has gone through.
All right. Nobody. A lot of ass kissing. That's
a lot of loyalists there.
Yep.
Okay. We are all out of time for today.
We are.
Boy, it just flew by.
It did.
Tomorrow, Rocker will be in the studio with Max Inc. Preview. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. Keep it right here at 92.7 WMDX.
Will do.
John, have a great day.
You know, you too.
No, Sam, no. You too.
You, more than
no,
me.
No, me and you. And
why
we
don't
can
you
all,
have a great day?
Let's all have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.